I said, we're singing in the background.
You look like you. Oh, yeah. You look like you do that. Singing in the background.
Oh, yeah. I said, we're singing in the background. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing. All right. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing, a broadcast. You can watch us on YouTube. So please, please hit that like and subscribe button. You can also hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, CastBox, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Let's give it up for some real players. Some real players. Hey, Below the Belt Boxing. It's not a podcast. It's a broadcast.
With your broke ass.
With your broke ass. Why is he telling them what the Twitter is, what the IG, and what the Facebook group is?
Twitter, Below the Belt 414, IG, Below underscore the underscore belt boxing.
You know what it is, man. Let's give it up for us and for your damn selves, you know? Amen, amen. It was a crazy weekend, man, right?
Definitely.
You know, that Gary Russell fight didn't go as planned as what we thought it would, you know?
It did not. That was interesting. What you think about the fight? You think he... I want to get your perspective. I mean, I already know what I think.
Granted, on top of the injury, right, that he injured his right arm, was it?
Yeah.
He injured his right arm and stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's, you know, it's tough. It's tough because, like, I kind of saw from the jump that he was just different. You know, what's his name? Mark Miyagi or something like that? What's his name? Mark Magas Maxio or something like that. Yeah. Mark Maxio or something. But that's the thing about it. Nobody knows who this guy is. And
he with Pacquiao.
He's with Pacquiao?
Yeah, he was like Pacquiao promotions.
He
kind of
looked like him
like
a little
that.
Bit. Like as far
he
as
from
like,
the
boxing
Philippines,
style.
Bro. Oh, he talked like him all that. He with Pacquiao.
Yeah, he just seemed way more stronger than Gary Russell because Gary Russell's all speed.
Really? Yeah, and all skill. And do you think that Gary Russell lost the fight?
I thought he lost the fight.
Okay.
I thought he lost the fight.
I thought it was closer than people really
thought. I thought it was close.
My opinion when it comes to the Gary Russell fight is that I don't want to say boxers shouldn't have control of their career because obviously they should, but like you should have really, really good advisors in your career, in your life when it comes to laying your body on the line like that because he was the longest reigning champion. As of right now, you know what I'm saying? He had the longest reign of being a champion. So why would you take a fight when you are injured? And then at the end of the fight, he says this, like, oh, I didn't want to have any excuses. I go into fights injured all the time. Well, that's not a good idea, bro. Right. You already been off for like over a year, my nigga.
That's
so
already
like,
an excuse.
What you rushing in for? You know what I'm saying? Like, you put that out there before the fight started, and then you start the fight, and you clearly don't have a right arm. Whatsoever. What
you doing out there?
What you doing out, bro? Who okay this?
Yeah, that's
everybody should be willing to walk away from you. Like, right. No, dog, I'm not. Well, okay, you can go fight, but I'm not coaching you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not. What is we doing?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's a little tough too because I get where he just, you know, he's been off for so long and all this other stuff like that where he just want to kind of get back in the ring, thinking he's in against an easy opponent or whatever probably, and think he could just do whatever he want to do. But man, you're a little older, man. You
ain't
know what
no
mean?
Easy opponents, bro.
There's no easy opponents.
You're the champion and you've been the champion. There's no easy opponents. You are the champion.
The longest reigning champion.
Yeah. What are you talking? Ain't no easy point. Yeah. Ain't no easy opponents, bro. Like.
I don't really have. I don't know.
That's crazy, but low key, I think he did a really good job. I think he could have pulled off that fight. It was close. It was a split decision.
Yeah, it was split.
He could have easily took the fight, and another thing is, and I blame the people around him because he said they asked him, did he want to have a rematch? Would he be down to do a rematch or whatever? And he didn't make it seem like he had a rematch clause, so I don't get that.
Yeah,
you the champion, you don't have a rematch. That ain't automatic.
You would think,
go ahead, bro.
No, I'm just saying you would think, right? You would just think that.
Yeah, you gotta have a rematch clause because you the champion. Nigga, take them sunglasses off.
Johnny Luna, shout out to Johnny Luna, man. What's happening with you, bro? You're scary ass. I don't want to hear no shit talking to your ass. Get up on here, nigga. Scared of the camera and shit. I don't want to put your business out there. I'm camera shy.
It's all good, bro.
No, shit, yeah, bro. But man, you know, it is what it is, though, man.
Yeah, like, he should have had that rematch clause, bro. No bullshit. He should have had a rematch clause. Like, you're the champion. How the fuck you just gonna let somebody take it in this day and age? Why you think Anthony Joshua was finna fight Usyk again?
Yeah, yeah.
He was smarter. You know that. You know why you think there was a Wilder Fury trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
Because them rematch clauses are in there. I'm the champion. Yeah. You ain't finna just take my belt.
You ain't finna just take it. Like, all right,
dude. Yeah, all right, then. No, nigga, give me a shot to get it back. I'm the champ. I'll get you a shot.
No, I'm good, actually, on that.
Yeah, fuck all that, bro. Yeah.
No, yeah, what do you say? Nigga, I come on, have some glasses and a ski mask. All right, man, we gonna check you on it. You gonna have some sunglasses in the ski. He gonna rob us. And my name is Johnny Luna. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing. No, man, but for real, though, you know. I mean, who do you have in that Usyk and Joshua fight, though?
For the rematch?
For the rematch. So if you're talking about
I got to go with Usyk again. I don't see how – I think it's kind of like a Anthony Joshua – I mean, not Anthony Joshua. It's like a Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury situation where he just got his number. Mm-hmm. I can't see where he going to get that sharp on skills, where he going to do anything different in the next fight where it's going to be that effective where he going to win.
Right,
I think it's going to be pretty much the same next fight because Anthony Joshua, it is what it is. He don't have devastating power like Deontay Wilder. I would give Deontay Wilder a better shot because Deontay Wilder has devastating power.
Right, and he's going to land on him.
Yeah.
And the thing about that, we've seen how, like, Joshua has been kind of fighting a little bit like pity-patty
ever since his
knockout loss to Andy Ruiz.
Yep.
Ever since he saw
confused.
He's confused.
He in, like, a lost state of boxing because – What he been doing ain't working at the top level. And so he switched it up, but that really ain't his game.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should just, like, stick to what he do and master that. And then, you know, add a little bit of what you learned as far as, like, trying to be speed, pity-patty. Yes, the time and place for that, but really be who you are.
Not every damn fight.
Yeah, be who you are.
You big as a motherfucker, man. Yeah. Like, and you physically strong. You wear these fighters out, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I wish Manny Stewart was here just for Joshua because he would have him out here crazy. But then on the flip side, he'd probably be messing with Tyson Fury anyways. You know what I mean? So it's like, damn, man.
Tyson Fury went to crump.
Yeah, Joshua really needs to learn how to use his size and stop trying to use so much skill. Because when you're trying to use so much skill, it looks like you're trying and you get really repetitive and then you get predictable, and that's where like the skill of Usyk kind of take over because he knows what he's gonna do. He's seen every style.
Yeah, for
one
sure.
of the top amateurs. You know what I'm saying? Like coming into it, he got the gold medal. He undisputed unified cruiserweight champion. He's part of like six people who ever like you know became all belt holder.
Yeah,
you know like and people could say what they want about the cruiserweight. It's not that popping and blah blah blah. Cruiserweight is probably the most dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
out of all the weight classes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like you
can
get
catch
that,
like a nigga with some middleweight speed, with heavyweight power.
With heavyweight power, like people need to put some respect on the goddamn cruiserweights, man.
For real.
I hear a lot of people saying, like, I'm gonna stay a light heavyweight. I'm just gonna make this weight, man. I don't care. Or I'm just gonna go to heavyweight. They be ducking that cruiserweight action.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what
for
I'm saying? And it is what it is. Like you said, you get that fucking middleweight speed. Along with, you know what I'm saying, the heavyweight power. And then you get some size against that, too. You got
good
people
skill.
Coming down from 240 sometimes, you know, 230, 220. And it is what it is, man. Like, it's cruiserweight is crazy.
It is.
It's crazy
it's hard
out
to
here.
Make a cruiserweight star. That's the only thing about it. I don't know
it's
why.
Really, because, like, the main heavyweights back in the day were pretty much cruiserweights. The, you know, the Joe Lewis's, the Jake LaMotta's.
Well,
you know
compared to the monsters we got now, we got big motherfucking heavyweights now, like real big heavyweights.
Yeah,
bro. Like,
Riddick Bowe and Lennox Lewis was pretty much the first ones out of those, out of that whole crop of
like super
heavyweight
type niggas. Yeah,
because I still believe it should be a super heavyweight division now that we're at this point.
I mean, why not though? Mm-hmm. Why not?
And it gives, like I said before, it gives heavyweights, you know what I'm saying, a chance to be a multiple division champion. Rather than, you know, a heavyweight trying to go down to cruiserweight and lose all this fucking power and chin and bullshit and getting knocked out. And like, oh, he wasn't shit in the first fucking place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Chris Bird. Remember Chris Bird?
Chris Bird, man. Shout out to Chris Bird.
Shout out to Chris Bird.
He was a good boxer.
Very good.
Yeah.
But he went down.
He went down. I knew. I just can see it. Like,
yeah.
And it's just how he looked. Like, he looked like he should
be. Yeah, he looked like he was on that shit.
Bro, you tweaking. He went in there and got knocked right out. Like, bro.
Right the fuck out. You can see it in his legs. And I think it was like a little bit after Oscar De La Hoya fought Manny Pacquiao. Wasn't that?
Niggas on them glasses, bro.
That's lit. What up, cuz? Oh, you better stay the fuck off my glasses or I'll rib your ass on live television.
Music Soul Child.
Oh, Music Soul Child vibes. Like, what the fuck? Oh, ain't that a bitch?
I was just saying.
Ain't that a bitch? You ate my dinner. You ate my dinner. Why was Pop so damn sad on that part?
I don't know, man. That nigga.
If y'all know what we talking about, man, we talking about the fucking Friday bonus scenes where Pop's approaching Ice Cube, Craig at the refrigerator.
Ate my dinner.
He ate my hog maw. He my boy. He my boy.
I don't know about that. You gotta have a DVD with the behind the scenes.
You gotta have a DVD with the fucking behind the scenes. I love you too, cuz. Love you too, cuz. But when I see you next, I already got a couple waiting for you because you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You was in Milwaukee. You ain't sure that he ain't high. And you ain't sure that he ain't high when you was here for a couple days, you know. It's a visit. Oh. It's a visit, you know.
Oh, okay.
No, man, fuck all that other shit, man. We got some good shit in boxing going on, man. We got the fucking, you know, they talking about Errol Spence and Crawford is getting more heated up these days, man. They're talking about the 50-50 split.
Really?
They're talking about the 50-50 split, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still don't know how I feel about that.
About the 50-50 split?
About a 50-50 split, you know, like.
Why would it not?
Because just, you know, he's,
I like what Andre Ward said. Like, they kind of need each other, you know?
Really,
neither one of them is a bigger star. Like, it's one star. Mm-hmm. It's Canelo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's that. Like, y'all come together. Y'all make a super fight. Mm-hmm. I don't get where, like, come on, man. Like, y'all both.
Penny pitches for excuses.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, fuck that. It should be a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Why would it not be? Neither one is bigger than the other. I don't think so. In my opinion, what you think?
I would say more people do know Errol Spence. You know what I'm saying? I think Bud is coming out of his shell lately this last year. He's been out more in the public. And, you know, but everybody who knows they're on the same level. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Bud is one of them few, like Usyk, who became undisputed unified champion. You know, there's only a few of them out there.
Yeah,
you know, and people can say what they want about it, you know, and at 140 wasn't too many people to even, like, beat there. But he's still done it. If it's that easy, why more people haven't done it? Right. You know, Floyd hasn't become, undisputed. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't been a four belt holder.
Yeah,
a lot of people haven't. You know what I'm saying? Right, so right, like, right. I mean, granted, I'm more of the person who loves somebody who could dominate a division, take out the whole division, become that four belt holder rather than moving up in weights when you just want to. You know what I mean?
I think that's more like a business decision.
It's more of a business decision.
Yeah, because then you could just, you know, make them lower weights while you early, catch some belts,
mm-hmm.
you know, make your name bigger, and then, you know, your purse get bigger every time.
Yep.
So that's kind of like a business decision to do that. But, I mean, I do respect somebody who can dominate a division, clear a division out.
And then move up after that.
And then that's pretty much what Errol and Terrence Crawford both did. They done pretty much fought everybody, you know what I'm saying, and cleared that shit out. It's time for them to fight each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty much like that. What was that? Lightweight? Tank and all them at. It's pretty much, it's time for all them to fight
everybody.
Each other.
I'm like, tired of waiting on that shit, bro.
And you see, like, now it's about to be Tank and Rollie.
Yeah, again, I did see that.
It's about to be Tank and Rollie. Like, that's about to be the mandatory. Which, I guess, you deserve it, Rollie, but, like, because your fight got stole from you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, Kambosos. It's Ryan Garcia, it's Teofimo said he ain't fighting there no more.
He said he got to dodge.
But it's other names out there, like, mm-hmm. that, man, it's
even
time
with
for
Isaac
these guys.
Cruz.
Yeah, well,
even he made a name for himself to be in there.
I guess he can try to get somebody gonna fight him.
Yeah,
somebody gonna fight.
Somebody
him.
Gonna get him. Somebody gonna stop him too. They'll be like, oh yeah, we'll tank this and that.
So,
oh yeah, yeah, it's right there. You know what I mean? It's right there.
Hey, what you think about that Keith Thurman and Barbosa's fight? Barrios,
man. Keith Thurman, that should be knockout.
Think so?
That should be just a knockout, like an easy. I mean, but damn, but Keith Thurman do be getting like hurt to the body too. I remember he got hurt by even on the chin against Josecito Lopez.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and he lost quite a few times. So I mean, it's to be expected. Yeah. That Thurman should win, but I mean,
I'm interested in this fight. I don't know. I really want to see this fight. I feel like Keith Thurman is good at selling a fight.
He's very good at selling a fucking
check
fight.
Check it out on the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. We got a clip up there about him selling a fight. Like, and we just got to not forget, like, Keith Thurman is a really, really good boxer.
Really,
like,
good and really talented.
Really fucking talented. Really he got talented. What, one L?
One L to
against Manny Pacquiao.
Great.
And to be honest with you, he did good in that fight. I'm not going to lie to you.
He started off really, really
He started
bad,
off though. Slow. But like, shit.
But after the seventh, he started. He
was doing his thing late in that fight. Mm-hmm. Like,
Manny Pacquiao he looked defeated after that fight. He wasn't. Yeah. He was not like cheerful and everything.
Right.
He was like, "Oof, man, this shit is
right." People forget they let them early rounds. No, let them watch them late rounds. He was doing his thing in them late rounds. No bullshit.
Yep.
And then,
Manny Pacquiao hurt him to the body. Then it kind of like won him the last couple rounds.
Yep.
And then that's where it kind of just, you know, okay, Manny Pacquiao won.
Right. Pacquiao won the fight for sure.
But it should be an interesting fight, man.
And
with
Barrios
with
is coming off, he coming off the knockout. Yeah. He got knocked out by Tank.
He got knocked out by Tank.
So this is a comeback fight for both of them. This is, mm-hmm. that makes it more interesting. And it's like, damn, all right, like, there's going to be a shift in somebody's career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the winner going to be able to call out some people and do the. Loser got to go right back to the fucking drawing board.
Yeah, got to go to the drawing board, be a journeyman, be the stepping stone.
Yeah. Better hope it's a classic fight where it's back and forth and then somebody just win.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you can make a rematch or some shit like that where it could be, you know.
So get your money, man, stage.
Right, type shit. Like, it's a crazy money, stage in boxing when two people coming into a fight where they're both coming off their first losses.
Yeah, like that boxing purgatory type shit.
Yeah, bro. That's
stuck like that.
You're going to get stuck right there as a journeyman.
The same
like,
damn
like
shit.
Whoever could beat me is going to be like fighting for the next championship.
Yeah, yep.
Like, damn.
Which and is a fucking, it's a compliment, but it's
but
fuck y'all.
You don't, that's not what you want. You in here, you know, putting your life on the line. You want to be the fucking champion. You way up here. You getting these paydays and all this shit. Yeah you got to take them. But like, damn, that's how I look at this fight. Like, damn, it's really a career shifter for whoever loses it.
Yeah, I know, man. It's wild. It's wild. It sucks that boxing has become that. You know, like a couple losses, a few losses. You know, it's just over. And it's the Floyd Mayweather effect, obviously. Man. But it's just like, you know, even before, like the greatest loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I don't ever think it's over, especially depending on who you lost to, how you lost. Mm-hmm. You know, like let's take a Deontay Wilder. Like you got the game twisted if you think it's over for him,
right?
Because he just got beat by a all time great.
Yeah, a big ass all time great.
And like technically, I ain't trying to make no excuses, but the first fight could have been a knockout.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a knockout in the 12th round. It could have been. Called a knockout easily.
Very much so.
I ain't never seen no ref count all in a nigga face like that.
Yeah, when he's not moving at all.
And yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like that could have been easily a knockout, and that would have changed his whole career. He never got the Joshua fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it should have happened. So it's like you really can't count nobody out off their losses.
Yeah.
Because people come back and
yeah.
Nonito Donaire. Like, look
that
what he, you know what I'm saying?
Example. Perfect example. Like, 'cause that motherfucker done rejuvenated the fuck out of his career.
He did, bro. You can't count nobody out off no losses in boxing because at the end of the day, this ain't no team sport. You go in there and things can happen. It's just like being like in the streets. Yeah. Like you in the streets, things can happen. Like you, that don't mean you a hoe because like you know, you got whatever. Mm-hmm. But like it's gonna happen. It happened to everybody. Yeah. You in the boxing ring, you. Fuck around, get caught, or you fuck around, meet your match.
Yeah,
or just something, you get injured in there and
can't
you can't react. You can't react. Yeah. And now this person dominating the fight. So it's just, you really can't judge people off their losses if you're boxing fan.
Because, you know, a lot of times they say a hurt fighter is a dangerous fighter. You know what I'm saying? Like Arturo Gatti, a lot of times when he hurt that motherfucker, he'd come back and whip the fuck out you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mickey Ward, a motherfucking Darnell Boone, a motherfucking. A lot of people
Emmanuel
like that.
Emmanuel
Augustus, you know what I'm saying? The Drunken Master. That motherfucker, man. You know how I feel about that motherfucker. That's one of my favorite fights. That's one of our favorite fights of all time.
Yeah, me too.
We used to watch this motherfucker every damn Wednesday night fights, man. That was damn near better than Friday night fights.
Yeah, for sure. That's a lot
of
classic fighters on there. Butterbean bit on there.
All that.
All kind of people.
Oh, that the Peterson brothers.
Peterson brothers, you know, for sure.
When they was young. Ha, ha, ha. Like, no, get their motherfucking jaw broken one of these days.
Yeah. Hey, he had a knockout last year, right?
Lamont or?
Yeah, it was one of them. It's on the Instagram page. I don't feel like.
You straight. Yeah,
I'm a look. But yeah, bro.
Hey, man, Jake Paul.
What are you on?
That motherfucker done invested in some.
He done bought some UFC stock.
Bought some UFC stock.
I saw that too, bro. That was funny.
Hey,
actually posted like it's gonna be funny for him to go into a timeshare meeting with Dana White up in there.
Hey, bro, what's up, bro?
Yeah, what's up, bro? When you gonna increase the fighters' pay?
Look, your fighters are all fucked up in the head. You know, when they get out of here, they just leave it for dead. You know, what about that long time health care? You know, you know, bro.
Hey.
You know.
Real quick, two things on that. Two things is all right. So the first thing I'm gonna just say is like his money ain't up like that where he bought a big share of it where he gonna have any any say so. But it is funny, like, because it's funny, a public, it's a any one of us can go buy stock in UFC. I think it's called Endeavor.
Yeah,
I think that's the name of the stock. Yeah, mm-hmm. Endeavor. You can go buy it. It's a publicly traded company. But he can't buy that much of it where it's like it's going to increase and do anything. And two, like, to be an investor in a company and you want to pay the employees more money, that's not smart for the investor.
Yeah, I
know it seems like the right thing to do, but like as an investor, you paying them more money is not good because you're losing more money. You're taking away from the profit that you're already getting, which in UFC is ridiculous. So one other thing I want to touch on real quick. So according to some shit I found on Twitter from Andreas Hale or Holly, or I don't know how to say his last name, right? It's on the IG. Mm-hmm. The total combined payout for every fighter in UFC 270 was $1.8 million. Not even $2 million.
Damn.
It was 10 fights.
And that was a total?
And that was the total payout for everybody, bro. Look.
And that was, this was last Saturday, right?
Yeah, for UFC. Duh, Fury and Wilder 3. Fury got $30 million. Wilder got $20
million. Yeah.
That's 25 times more than a whole card.
In one fight.
For just that fight.
That's crazy. That's probably why Holly Holm thinking about coming back to boxing.
Bro.
You seen that shit?
No, I did not, but that's smart. Yeah. She a Hall of Famer. She not as well. If she out that UFC contract, that's why Francis Ngannou.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I made a mistake with the last name, but you know what I'm talking about. He just fought and won at UFC 270.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he leaving. He under contract until December, mm-hmm. from what I saw. And he good. He know he can get a big boxing fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
But years ago, boxing was dead. UFC was coming. UFC was this. Right. UFC was that. But the fighters don't even want to be there. Yeah. UFC as a brand is they did their thing. But like, mm-hmm. as far as like being fair with their fighters, it's not working out.
Yeah, it's not. And a lot of UFC fighters, you know, like we've been seeing, whether they've been retired from the UFC or MMA, and perhaps I worked too long, but customer service. But you know, like, you know, when you're dealing with that, you know, what the fuck's that even saying at that damn point?
We talking about UFC fighter pay?
Oh yeah, with that shit, man. You know, a lot of motherfuckers from MMA are going over to boxing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. And we see why. They love the sport, but they, you know, after a while, you get, man, that shit hurt being in that motherfucker.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get paid accordingly. It's fucked up. You see you working hard because supposedly MMA fighters work harder than boxers, right? And so, supposedly, right? I don't know. All I know is boxing, you know, because I've never trained for MMA before. So
I feel like they all work hard.
Yeah. Can I have your charger? Oh, I thought it was not. Or whatever, Audi. But, you know, like, when you're dealing with that, you know, these motherfuckers ain't making shit. And it's fucked up when you see a motherfucker out here, you fucking fighting your ass off in the UFC. And then you see a motherfucker over here going four rounds and making, like, 30 times more than the other motherfucker in a boxing match. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit gonna make you look at it different.
Yeah, it's like, nah, shit. I know I can do this.
Famous niggas, famous-ass niggas calling them out. Mm-hmm. You got Jake Paul, like, raising awareness to fighter pay.
Mm-hmm.
You see Clarissa Shields, she be on that.
Yeah.
She went over to that side, but she got a check for that. Mm-hmm. She got a check.
A nice, wealthy, healthy. Shout out to the Wotes.
The Wotes.
Man, to the fucking Wotes, man.
She was training with Floyd.
Yeah?
It's all over social media right now.
Wasn't Anthony Joshua supposed to be training with him too?
Yeah, you know, they cool. They always been friends. Yeah. So he probably, you know, I don't think Anthony Joshua picked his trainer yet.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting if you picked Floyd as a trainer, because Floyd is a promoter.
Man, I just wouldn't, I don't know.
I don't understand how you help him.
Yeah. Even though, like, Floyd is, like, you know, a craftsman, so he could probably adjust to.
But Floyd, like, Michael Joshua's Jordan, stuff. Like, yeah. Trying to be a coach. It's like, okay, dude, everybody can't do what you did. Yeah. Fuck out of here,
Magic
bro.
Johnson and shit.
Yeah. Like, nigga, you just a great player. God bless you. Right. He ain't bless everybody like you. Fuck you.
Oh, well, yeah, you can do all this, but you can't do that. All right. You can't have it all, motherfucker.
Type shit.
Goddamn, man. You said Clarissa Shields, though. Fucking Holly Holm. Shakira Stevenson.
Yeah, Oscar Valdez.
Oscar Valdez. It's a done deal?
I think it's pretty for sure.
I hope so.
As far as Twitter been going, as far as on both of that, both their accounts and both their promoters, I think it's a go.
Dog, that shit only makes sense, though. It only makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, both them niggas got the belts and shit. They coming off of, you know what I'm saying, big wins, right?
Oscar been ducking. Oscar been ducking. Let's just put it up there. No bullshit.
He kind of don't want the fight, though.
He don't want the fight. He don't want to, but, like, he got to. Like,
even it, man. He had a hard couple fights.
He had a hard couple fights.
You know, even in the fight where I'm sorry, what'd you say, bro?
No. Just go ahead. I was just saying he was ducking.
Yeah, he was ducking. Because even after that fight, you know, during that fight where he knocked the nigga out, was Miguel Burchelt. We had that fucking surprise knockout out of nowhere type of shit.
Yeah.
And that was a close fight, too. That was a hard fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. And then, like, the last couple fights after that or the fight, I'm not sure how many fights it was. Maybe one or two. But after that, it's been pretty hard for him. So, and Shakira Stevenson is only been getting bigger, better, stronger, faster, smarter.
Sharper.
Man, all that, yeah, you know, he's probably
been looking sharp. Man.
He's been looking sharp, boy. Hey, I don't know if you want to say that. Though. That's kind of bad luck.
This nigga Shakira, he tweet a lot. He very active on Twitter. I can't find what I was looking for, but he said something about him ducking. I'm like, oh, duck season is over or something like that.
Nigga be forcing. You gotta force it. Hey, man, do you want the money or not? God damn, because we want to make the motherfucking fight happen, but you're looking like a bitch out here, Oscar.
Red, for real.
The other Oscar would have took the fight.
But they finna, yeah, you already know. Oscar De La Hoya wouldn't duck nobody.
Oscar wasn't ducking no smoke.
Oscar fought everybody. That's why his record looked like he was, but, like, he's still a legend.
Win or lose.
Yeah. Or rob. Oscar rob your motherfucking ass.
Hey, facts. Who was that fucking, was it that Felix Stern?
Yeah, Felix Stern.
Yep. That nigga Oscar was looking sad as a bitch in the ring. How does it feel to win? He was
some
like,
people saying Pernell.
Pernell too. Yep.
Pernell
too. Pernell. That was a very highly disputed fucking fight at the
end. No, that was just that young Oscar. He was super active. So,
yeah.
And Pernell was more defensive. So mm-hmm. I could see where, you know, I think Pernell won the fight. I'm gonna say that, but
yeah, I definitely thought he won that fight. You know, even though I think we all thought that Oscar beat Tito Trinidad.
Yeah, for sure. He beat that ass. He probably took off like 3 rounds, but that's the thing about boxing, though. It ain't no, I always say this, it ain't no definitive way of judging a fight, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Because I done seen plenty of fights where the pressure fighter done won just off being a pressure fighter, but he clearly got outboxed. And then I done seen fights where the boxer done won fighting the same way, but the boxer won. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to judge fights, but you know, most of the time, you know, when it's like the majority of fans and reporters who say that's it, most of the time that shit right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
Like when they be like, oh, like that was a robbery. Like we all saw that. That was a robbery.
Yeah, it be some robberies out here too, man. Mm-hmm. Like
it still happens to this day.
All the time. It happens all the time.
And that's why we were so shocked with the Cambosis Lopez.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, they gave it to him.
They gave it to him.
Because we all thought he won, but like it was kinda close. Yeah. So we could see where the champion is like, oh, you gotta do this to the champion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why we was all surprised because hey man, they got it right. Shout out to boxing for getting it right that night.
Man, shout out to our Aussies too, man. They show us a lot of love too, man.
Shout out to the Aussies. I hope that ain't disrespectful.
Hey, man, like you know, cool we are brothers out here, man. They show a lot of love, man. Yeah. That'd be in the comments. That's under the comments under the Cambosa and T.O. Comments and all that, man. Showing love. Hey. That was opposing, but we all chopped it up and, you know.
Right. Hey, Cambosa, he did his thing, bro. We was happy for him.
We were very happy.
We was happy for him. Hey, he came out there. He took them belts. Mm-hmm. He deserved to get that win.
He deserved that win.
He deserved his next big fight to be in front of the Aussies. Mm-hmm. Like, and they going to put on a big event. I already know. Everybody trying to call him out, too, if you really look at
everybody
it.
Everybody.
I just seen some shit on my way here. Ryan Garcia was trying to call him out.
Yep.
Everybody want that fight.
They think it's sweet.
Yeah.
They think Cambosa is an easy job. Like, oh, yeah, out of everybody, oh, yeah, we got him, man. He can't be that strong. He can't be that skilled. He can't be this and that.
He dropped Teofimo, big ass.
Beat your ass.
In the first round.
ass beat. For real.
He's a tough-ass Aussie, man.
Stop playing with him, man.
He got a lot of options.
A lot of options.
I hope he take advantage of it. Like, take a big enough name, but like a for sure win, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then set up like a mega fight.
Yeah.
Or like if he can get a mega fight, go on to do it. But I think he should take a slightly easier fight for his next
basket
fight.
In a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like just defend it. Just go ahead and, you know, make some money as the champ. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because he was in a war. That was a war with Tio.
It was a war.
It wasn't no easy fight.
He got dropped too. He got dropped too.
Yeah, so you just been through a war. So I think, you know, like, take it easy. Everybody calling your name, but make them wait.
Yeah, make them wait a little bit. Like,
you
did
just
me.
Got the belts, bro. Nobody expected this.
What's your broke ass?
You're going to wait. I'm going to go fight a fucking fight in Australia in front of my people.
Facts.
And they're going to celebrate me as the champ. Mm-hmm. Like, hard as
kick
you.
We gonna party like a motherfucker in the Australian Water Street looking at
type shit.
For real though. Like, and he's been like basking in this whole thing, man. He's a celebrity.
Yep.
He's a full blown celebrity. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He be out here at these games. You know what I'm saying? He got that star attraction. You know, he's I hate saying well spoken because it makes it seem like boxers ain't, you know, I just wanted to say this.
Some are not well spoken. James Toney ain't the best speaker in the world. Shout out to Burger King.
Hello, the Don King.
This nigga just like, oh goddamn. Chill, bro.
Hey man, I knew a couple teachers with a stutter.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody in here.
Oh man, they're probably music teachers.
That's a positive thing for grandmothers.
He playing the shit up that motherfucker. No, he stuttered on the piano too. Ding 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 ding.
Man, I used to stutter bad when I was a little kid.
Yeah, no stuttering ass.
I did. If I ever get nervous on here, I'm just not. Making fun of somebody's disability, Adam. That's not funny.
Hey man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Below the belt.
I don't support those. Hey, jokes. Look at that.
Hey man, I had a stutter for a couple weeks too, man. Because I remember I was, you know, back in the hillside days. I had one of my friends. He used to stutter and shit. And now
you older.
Look at the chick thinking stuttering on the boot. Y'all, this nasty. This nasty.
Below the belt.
Just now, stop thinking. Clear your minds out, man. Below the belt. OnlyFans. With your freaky broke ass. Hey man, so you seen the fucking Jermall Charlo? They really pushing for this Canelo fight.
Canelo fight, yeah. It's looking like that's what's about to be next. Hey, looking like what is about to be next. Shout out to Charlo for securing the bag, man.
Hey man, hopefully it is what it is. You know, I don't think it's a really good fight. But I do want that fight just for the people, for the naysayers, you know. In my heart, I'm still a Canelo hater, right?
Yeah.
I'm still a Canelo hater, but I, you know, God dang, man. That motherfucker mine.
That motherfucker be doing
his thing, man. I don't see too many people baiting him, man,
Box
your ass off, man. Ain't nobody been hurting him. People want to talk about, he ain't got no chin because he got hurt by Miguel Cotto, big brother, when he was 19.
Yeah, that was a minute ago, bro.
That was in the Shane Floyd undercard.
Yeah, bro. So that was a long ass time ago, and he fought the Boogeyman Triple G when nobody was trying to fight him. So like that even made him a bigger. You know what I'm saying? He took some big punches from Triple G.
Took some big shots to the face.
Pause.
Below the belt.
And Triple G was a monster, bro.
Yeah.
Triple G still had that, you know, that power, that scariness, and Canelo went in there and got him twice.
Yeah,
got two wins, right?
Debatable, right? But it's still, he got him.
Debatable, but he got the wins.
Shows on the record. Shows on the record. Just for like sure. We all thought, you know, Laura beat Canelo.
Right.
But, you know, it's on the record.
It's on the record, he won.
A lot of people think Trout beat Canelo.
Hey, but go, I'm going to say, go back and watch them fights again.
Yeah.
For real, for real, for real. And, like, rewatch them, turn the sound off and shit like that. And rewatch them. Like, dog, Canelo put up a hell of a fight in both of those fights.
In the Triple G fights?
But I'm talking about Trout.
And Trout and Laura?
And Laura. Go rewatch them fights. No bullshit. I see why niggas think they got robbed when you watch it live, but go rewatch that.
I never heard robbed. I just heard people just thought that they won.
Yeah, you know that they won. So it's
debatable.
Robbed.
You know what I'm saying? Just debatable.
Go watch them fights, bro. That shit was closer than niggas want to be like, oh, whoop de whoop. No, nigga. Canelo was in there doing his thing.
Yeah.
I wish I could shout out the person who of the video I watched that was pointing that out, but I can't remember because I absorbed way too much boxing content.
Yeah, man, it'd be tough.
But it was a dope-ass YouTube video, and they broke that shit down like, no. I don't think Canelo just robbed these niggas. Canelo did his thing.
It wasn't a robbery. I never thought it was a robbery. I always thought it was just a close fight. I just thought, from what I would think, but what I knew would happen. I knew Canelo would win those fights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just...
That's back when he was with Oscar, too, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to say, but I'm just saying.
Hey, man, you know, even that Floyd fight was a split decision, now.
Come on, now. That was ridiculous.
Hey, man,
Oscar came out doing all right.
Yeah,
he was just more active. Floyd was just trying to... You know, see where his power is at.
No, I'm talking about the
Canelo
fight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was the most ridiculous thing
ever. A split decision with that fight.
That would be a split decision.
Yeah. I can see why the Oscar and Floyd fight was a split.
Yeah, you know? that made a little sense.
Yeah.
Not really.
But I thought Floyd won.
Yeah.
You know, real close, unanimous.
Hey, what about Tyson Fury talking all that shit right now?
Tyson,
bro?
Man.
He going crazy, bro.
That's damn your favorite fighter these days, huh?
No. He's becoming one of my favorites.
He has a big personality, man.
Yeah, right? And that's what because he be talking that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta call him out for calling Usyk steroid man.
Yeah,
because that shit was funny. But come on, Tyson, you cannot be talking about nobody taking steroids, bro. You can't be doing that.
Below the belt.
I'm just being honest.
He did get accused. He does have some accusations, right?
Yeah, he got some accusations in there, bro.
Yeah, man. A couple accusations, man. A few more accusations other than this damn.
More than that. Loaded gloves, all kind of accusations on his name. So I appreciate him being funny. I don't know if you heard this one. Check this out. We ain't going to get no trouble for playing it.
The answers to it. I'm ready to fight this weekend. I've been training 3 weeks. How long does a man need to train? Joshua's a coward. Usyk's a pussy. Kevin White don't want to fight. So if you're completely wrong, get to fucking fighting. You pair of cowards. You're all cowards. You're all
bum-dossers.
Either fight or do one. You pack of wet lettuce.
Pack of wet lettuce.
Hey,
bro.
You shout out to motherfucking Tyson Fury, man.
Shit,
nigga,
bro.
Eddie. What up, Eddie? You said, man, big white boy can't be touched right now. Sad to say.
Hey, it is.
Hey, man. Eddie, Tyson Fury is a beast,
Eddie, cause
man.
That's true, because, hey, that white boy is a fool. He boxes
his
ass.
He's a damn fool.
I don't know who going to see him. Usyk too little. And yeah. Tyson is too skilled for all that. What he going to try to do again, man? He going to lean on you harder than he was leaning on Deontay Wilder.
Man, it's going to be sad.
That dirty boxing going to be in there.
It's going to be there, heavy and beautiful. That motherfucker, man. Tyson Fury, the motherfucker say what they want, man. That motherfucker done proved a lot of people wrong, man.
Yeah.
Me included, you know, because I thought him coming back in that first Deontay Wilder fight, I thought that was going to be a knockout, which it was.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Acid
reflux, you know.
Need a little water back there,
you know. Hey. Think I got because some good water right there. Shout out to our sponsors for this water, you know, below the belt water.
Below the belt water.
Y'all can get that on www.com, and you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get you some shipments, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to us, you know what I'm saying? Speaking it into existence.
We'll tap the shit out some water.
Oh, my life.
That Milwaukee water, different, let me tell you.
Never walk in water. Crypto-spirity. You ever heard of that? Buy some with some crypto currency. Yeah. Some cryptocurrency.
This is before crypto was crypto. This is crypto water, nigga.
It's Tales like from the up. Crypt.
The Crypt Keepers. Right.
You get your Crypt walk.
This nigga crazy as hell.
Crip. Hey, that's far cups blue, nigga. What's happening?
Hey, but, yeah, you see, they can't, they ain't getting the Dillian White Tyson Fury fight done.
Man, that ain't gonna happen. They gonna be that motherfucker some what side money.
Usyk and Joshua doing this shit still ain't official.
Niggas ain't trying to fight, B.
Right. What the fuck going on?
I don't know, man. This is niggas be talking all on the internet right. And all that bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? Even Tyson Fury, man, get the motherfucking fighting, man. Y'all motherfuckers done had a long enough break.
Only person I don't want to see fight this year is Deontay.
Yeah.
As far as a heavyweight. I think Deontay should take this year off.
The whole year?
The whole year, bro.
Man, that motherfucker getting old, man.
Deontay took a beating.
Hey, man.
He took, if you really think about it, from the Ortiz fight, yeah. He took a beating in that fight. And then who he fight? What's his name? From England. He knocked him out first round.
Oh, you're talking about not Dominic Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil.
He from America.
He from America. Okay, yeah. He American. I don't know why.
He's an Olympian.
So then he fought him next, knocked him out. Mm-hmm. Then he rematched Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Took a beating. Then he fought Tyson Fury. Took a beating.
Yeah.
Then he fought Tyson Fury. Took a beating. Then he fought Tyson Fury. Took a beating. Like, dog.
Then he went home and started beating. All these L's, man. All these L's, man. Might as well keep the tradition.
Man, he got knocked out cold in that last Tyson Fury fight.
Yeah, man.
He need to go do some soul searching, and he need to fucking find some stamina. Like, start running, bro.
Yeah, start running.
Like, if you're going to keep going, or just retire. Yeah, be honest.
He talked about that on that Kevin Hart show, Coldest Boss.
Yeah.
He was talking about that. Like, you know, he was just very unsure about him, you know. Man, should I, you know, I ask myself these questions. Should I hang him up or should I just, you know, keep it going? I don't know right now. And, you know, he said that. So I think he's contemplating.
Yeah.
And so.
It wouldn't be a bad decision. I mean, he still go down as one of the all-time greats.
Absolutely.
One of the hardest punchers ever.
They can say what they want, man.
Yeah, because Tyson Fury did outbox the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
But he dropped Tyson Fury, like five total times?
Five total times, you know.
He
was in there.
Dropping that nigga.
Bro. He was in there against a big motherfucker.
Against
he was
a talented person who doesn't really get hit like that as a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm. Drop the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
You mean that's somebody who's naturally bigger, you know.
Could you imagine if Deontay grew up boxing? Like, he's the bronze bomber, but he only had started like a year before he won bronze.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Could you just imagine if he really just came up boxing and was
that
skilled?
That shit.
That fucking deadly ass power.
That'd be that
he'd
shit.
He'd be like the heavyweight Inagu. On what, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be like, dog, just
more than that. More than that, he'll be fucking different. Like, damn, shit.
Yeah. I'm saying, bro.
You fucked up because you're naturally athletic. You know what I'm saying? You can tell you could probably hoop a little bit, play a little bit of wide receiver.
He'd be like on a Roy level, like just talent. That's super athletic talented. And grew up in a gym and already opera. He already has like an opera style that works for him. Could you imagine if he just really developed it from younger? What we got next, man?
Man, I just don't know, dog. I'm still thinking about that Deontay Wilder shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy how niggas, you know what I'm saying, like this really be like, even like Sergio Martinez, he started late. Mm. He played soccer at first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Sergio was a beast.
And he went up there.
He was
there.
So skilled.
Super skilled. That's one of my favorite fighters, dog. Yeah. You know, I'm
southpaw. Yeah.
So, I be studying some. When I see somebody I like, I'm like, okay, yeah, we gonna rock with that.
Yeah,
we gonna, he doing that thing I like that he doing, a jab to the body, come back, right back to the head, overhand left. Time to fuck up that motherfucker, just know his habits. Man, get you out of there.
Hell yeah.
And that shit, man, he done made a lot of motherfuckers. I remember that Kelly Pavlik fight.
Against who?
Sergio.
Oh, yeah.
And Sergio got dropped that fight. You know what I'm saying? He got dropped, you know, coming off the...
Kelly Pavlik was, man, he was nice.
He was nice, man. Ooh, he had some...
Ran up into Bernard.
Yeah. Oh, that fight was so great. That's probably my favorite Bernard Hopkins fight.
Bernard Hopkins fight, bro.
That's my favorite Bernard.
Yeah. Because I was kind of, you know, we grew up Roy Jones Jr. fan, so I was always anti, you know what I'm saying, before I understood the... Not be such a fan, just like respect the sport. I used to be anti Bernard a little bit.
Oh,
like,
me too.
Hater.
Absolutely.
Nigga, once I saw that fight, and I was just, I'm like, this nigga B-Hop is
this nice, bro. Nice with it.
Like, dude, that's when I was like, yeah, I ain't never been against him no
at
more.
At all. This nigga was showing his ass against Kelly Pavlik. He was undefeated at that time, too.
You ain't never seen that shit. Check that shit out.
Yeah.
Kelly Pavlik was undefeated, a monster, too. You know how they be trying to, not trying to sound like that, but you know how they be hyping up white boxers back on HBO back in the day anybody coming through, like, white boxer knocking niggas out. They were like, they won't. You know, which makes sense. Like, you want a white star. America is a lot of white people, so. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say nothing about them, but like,
Understandable. We got a lot of
them, white people in boxing. Pauly Malignaggi, bro.
What are you on?
You ain't see that shit?
What are you on?
Oh, bro, the nigga Pauly Malignaggi went on a podcast with Mario Lopez, bro, and was talking about the George Floyd shit. You ain't see that?
Dog, this nigga he on some bullshit. So this nigga Pauly Malignaggi really just like, you know, so I'm a cop, you're high, you're a black high man, and this and that. So if you don't listen to me, I'm just gonna kill you, because I don't have time to be on the job waiting for you to prove.
So you might as well just go on and lose your life.
Yeah.
Cause I'm about to get up out of here.
Yeah, because I got a job to do, right?
Yeah.
I got some more quota. I got some more people to kill, right?
Hey, Pretty much.
That's
I
wild.
I could be wrong, but didn't Derek Chauvin get convicted on that, right?
Yeah, he did.
So you talking about a convicted murderer
and
like sticking up for him. Why? I wonder why. I just wonder what.
Yeah.
You know, he from a part of Brooklyn. I think it's called Brunswick, Brunswick, Brooklyn, where a lot of people is known to have those type of views, those type of anti-black people views around there. So.
And he tried to, like, clean it up in the beginning, tell him something, you know, and he has a heart because he's black, you know. And so you think he's finna say something?
No, he just keep going, oh, he was high. What the fuck that got to do with it? This supposed to be a trained professional police officer, bro.
Yeah.
There's no way you saw the fucking camera, this nigga, you saw the footage, his knee was on his neck, and he's telling me he can't breathe, and he's praying to his fucking mom who's dead. Bro, the nigga is in distress. He was in distress. He's losing his life, and his life was taken, like, how dare you just have that nonchalant ass point of view? Oh, it was this, it was that. What? that don't really make no sense to me. And the funniest thing is, bro, is you know why he was talking about that?
Why?
Because they asked him a question about why he got fired from Showtime. He got fired from Showtime for saying some racist shit on another podcast. And that's how he responds. Oh, it was this George Floyd. Like, blame George Floyd. For fucking you losing your job. He lost his life. And now you want to casually be like, oh, the cop doesn't have time to wait around for you to get arrested.
Man, good
like, bro, okay, nigga, but you saw that video. It was more than one cop on top of him. It was no need for this guy to lose his life. He was under control. I don't understand how you have that point of view at all. Seemed like you got some ulterior motive with that one.
Yeah, that's some bullshit because it's like, man.
You saw the video.
That's why AB fucked your bitch.
Yeah, that's why you left with your belt and your girl. You know what I'm saying?
You punk motherfucker.
Get the belt.
Man, that's some bullshit, though, man.
I hope AB drop a diss track on him.
Oh, you better.
And it's crazy because him and AB cool. Like, they real cool.
Yeah, they did get cool. Yeah. They Eskimo brothers, so shit. That's a funny-ass fucking... That's a funny-ass fucking thing, man. Hey, man. We gonna be on Twitch soon, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We gotta be on Twitch soon. We gotta show these folks how we get down in that fight night, man.
Fight night, yeah.
That fight night, man.
Fight night popping, get some tournaments popping.
You know, and if y'all want to get us in with that fight night too, y'all can get your ass beat too. It's just we talking about AB. My nigga always say AB, ass beat. You know what I'm saying? AB in the house. Get your ass beat. So if you what's your Xbox, man? What's your Xbox?
I am BTBBOGY.
Yes, sir. And I'm BT. I'm BTBB Adam Pappy on Xbox. So you get your ass beat now.
Hit me with the inbox. So you know what I'm saying? That smoke. I know how to. It's weird how to set people up online for Fight Night because that's such an old game. But I know exactly how to do it.
I be having trouble.
Yeah, it's the way you got to do it.
Man,
but yeah, I know how to do that shit. You could definitely pull up and catch that.
Catch that smoke. We're gonna be in that Oculus 2 playing that fucking Creed 2. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing that shit.
That shit, nigga, you can fight other motherfuckers on like online like you do on Fight Night.
For real.
And niggas be talking shit too. I was like, oh, you talking shit, boy? Yeah, Hank. You know you can cheese your way into a win too.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know shit, bang. Hey, that's just some bullshit. And they be talking shit too. Oh yeah, but that ain't shit. It's your bitch ass. You mean that motherfucker kind of heated a little bit. You fucking with me?
Yeah.
You don't know who you fucking with, boy.
You don't know who you're fucking with, Jack.
Take that. You know, motherfucker doing this shit. Just bang. That don't even look right. Who, man? Yeah. Speaking of Fight Night, man, who's some of your favorite fighters to fight on with Fight Night, man?
I like to fight with shit. I fuck with everybody damn near. I be on some dumb shit. I fuck around, take Butterbean against Mike Tyson and shit.
The challenges shit. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, challenges. I'm very good at the game.
Yeah.
But I fuck with I like Lennox Lewis. I like Mike Tyson. Muhammad Ali. Roy Jones at middleweight. If you got him on lock, that's kind of cheat code.
Oh, that's like Michael Vick.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Even Roy Jones at light heavyweight, and I like to take him against heavyweights and shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Who else I fuck with? Sugar Ray, Marvin Hagler. Oh, Secret Weapon, bro. No bullshit. I know you be having a lot to say about him, but Julio Cesar Chavez.
That's definitely a fucking secret weapon.
A secret weapon.
You know who's the other secret weapon too?
Who?
Fight just like him.
Who?
What the fuck?
Heavyweight.
Yeah, heavyweight.
Rocky Marciano.
Yeah,
I already know.
Rocky Marciano.
I already knew who he was going to say. No
is
bullshit.
Fucking cheat code.
Cheat code. Last time we played Fight Night, you whooped my ass with Rocky Marciano.
That's
I was
cheat code.
And bro. I owe you, motherfucker. I'm going to get your back.
Hey, man. We damn near 51-49. I got to come up to that 50, get this shit back. Get it back in blood,
been
man.
Playing Fight Night for years.
For years, boy. Boy, what's your favorite boxing game of all time, man?
There's
quite a few, man. You got
it's probably the Fight Night that's out right now that's the most.
Champion?
You know, yeah, that's probably like. But the old ones was my shit too. Fight Night 4.
Yeah.
I remember when they first stopped letting niggas. I remember they took the buttons away. You had to fight with the analog stick.
Yeah,
that was the one with Oscar De La Hoya on the cover.
That was game changer
there. The second one when they first started introducing like bolo punches, like where you could throw power ass.
And that's
punches.
What you could like do like the
yeah you know slip when you they first started letting you like.
That's the one that happened because like, Roy Jones. I think Roy Jones was like the he worked on that one with them.
Yeah, Roy Jones was on the cover of the first one.
Yeah.
And like the second one. But I think the second one was after Roy Jones got knocked out by Tarver that came out. So it was like Tarver was like a cheat code on that game.
Yeah, and it had B Hop on the cover.
Huh?
Did it have B Hop on the cover?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Yeah, that man.
I can't remember who was on Fight Night 2. I'm gonna look it up.
Fucking Knockout Kings and shit.
Knockout Kings was a fucking fighting fun ass game for the time.
Cause that's all Fight Night. They just, you know what I'm saying, changed the name, changed the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Went from the motherfucking Bradley Center to the motherfucking Pfizer and went to fucking Knockout Kings.
Yeah,
motherfucking
B-Hop is on the cover of Fight Night, too.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think that was the last one to have Floyd on there.
Yeah, back with Floyd. Floyd need to get involved with it.
Floyd need to be the cover.
He should push for that, man. Boxing, we need a new boxing
man.
That
makes
bro.
So much money.
EA Sports still got the fucking... The contract, I believe.
Got the engines, got everything,
yeah,
man. That's
shit. Just update Fight Night. Even if y'all do that, just update the shit online.
Just update it.
Sell like the, you know, get us the new boxers on there.
That's it.
Get us Tank
new
Davis.
New little storyline.
You know, yeah.
Man, that's
the story now. That's how GTA be doing shit.
Yeah, hell
GTA
yeah.
don't have to drop a new game, bro. They'll
they
drop
won't.
The new game inside the game.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all can do that.
That's crazy. They got the Dr. Dre shit going, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do got some shit with Dr. Dre.
I've been playing the fuck out that San Andreas, man.
Nigga, shout out to San Andreas. I do too. I beat it already.
Yeah.
Pause. Yeah, now I just be going back doing the little gang misses where we gotta take over the neighborhoods. Bro, that game is hard than a motherfucker.
I swear
bro.
To God, that game is so fucking hard.
It will irritate the fuck out you.
I'm irritated right now. I stopped playing for like 2 days because I'm like, dude, what the? I'm stuck. Like, what? Ain't no missions going on. Like,
what was the last mission?
My last mission. It wasn't the fucking. Because I know it had to be like the little mini airplane where I'm shooting. Mm-hmm. I passed that a couple. That was fucking irritating.
I hate those missions, bro.
That was irritating.
I hate those missions.
So I ain't got him no more. The Z dude.
Yeah.
I think it was. I'm straight with him. I did all my shit with him.
So now you own that, right?
I own it.
You generate money.
I own the car place and shit. I did a couple things like that.
Car place?
Like the luxury car shit.
For real, you own them?
Man,
I don't. And I beat the
you probably do. I swear, because it was a
no, I own the airplane place. And I get money from all the hoods I run. And then the RC thing, whatever the fuck.
Man, I ain't there yet, families. I ain't there yet, families.
Hey, that shit fun, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit fun as a bitch.
That shit hard than a motherfucker, bro. You gonna die so many times.
Mm-hmm. Lose so much money.
Bro. The fucking. And then you gotta remember, it's an older game. So mm-hmm. I play all the GTAs.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm used to 5 in a way. It's just easy to aim a gun at a nigga, right?
Yeah.
San Andreas is not that.
You run up on a nigga and shoot in the air.
Shoot in the air. Like, dog.
You know,
and meanwhile, he got a fucking AK, and he just... You got armor and 100% health.
I just bought this armor.
Yes, bro.
I'm going to get shot outside the ammunition store.
Then, I got a lot of respect, so I can run a whole, like, 8-man game.
Man,
I got
niggas be getting lost.
Bro. They niggas just be running into buildings, bro. Stuck behind cars, getting run over by cars.
You make it to the spot with 2 niggas.
Niggas shooting the shit out of me, bro. This nigga ain't doing nothing about it, bro. Like, you just stand there like, let's ride on some baller, CJ. Like, it's a baller riding on me. Nigga, do it. Fuck wrong with you, man?
I'm fucking dying. This nigga's... No, you start with like 8 motherfuckers following you. You make it to the spot with like 1 nigga.
1 nigga, bro. This nigga's done got hit by all kind of cars. This nigga stuck in the river. Like, bro, what the fuck is you niggas doing? These niggas be dumb as a bitch, bro.
No, that'd be so dumb, dude. I'd be so irritated, dog.
Irritated. Like, what's the point,
I'm like, man,
bro?
I'm just going to do this shit by myself, dog.
Oh, God. Them niggas take like 1-2 bullets, be dead as a motherfucker.
Dead
like,
soon as a some, bitch, dog.
Soon as the motherfucking ops get to shooting at you.
No, that's fucked up. That's real fucked up, dog. Cause I swear to God, I'd be so pissed off doing that. That's why I even stopped calling on them niggas, man. Like,
yeah, bro. Half the time, like, I go take over hood by myself.
Yeah.
Just make sure I'm armored up.
Mm-hmm.
And then just make sure.
Got a plan.
Nigga, I got the jetpack now, nigga. I'll be flying on the jetpack, right? I'll land on top of a building.
It's our popping
ass. Popping that bitch ass. Get to knocking that bitch ass out. Nigga, they get to shoot me too much, I fly to another building. Fuck that.
Then y'all just start walking, running in a fucking straight line. You start lining their motherfucking ass up. That's how I believe
that. Sniper, I got like 60% of that, 65% of that shit.
Man, that game's so fucking cold.
That shit fun, bro. That
even like with Red Dead Redemption, dog.
Yeah, but like that San Andreas, that's the one, that GTA, like you can do the most stuff, bro. Like you can learn karate, you can learn kickboxing, you can learn boxing. You could fucking be fat. You could be skinny. You got like 4 girlfriends. Like
that game started a lot of fucking shit. Yeah, even like shit. Games like Mass Effect and all these other games where you just like build along the way.
Yeah.
San Andreas is one of that first ones. I remember the first time, you're like, damn, I can lift weights and get buff.
Get buff, on God.
Nigga, I can get fat. Nigga, I eat this food and throw up.
Yeah, you eat so much food, your ass a thug.
Yeah,
and like then you could like when you working out, like, and you gain more stamina, your health bar get bigger. Mm-hmm. Pause. And I did that.
A white dude felt you. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Below the belt, buddy.
You stupid.
Oh, my God. Below the belt. Speaking of the white dudes, man, you know, they got a motherfucking a participant, maybe. You know what I'm saying? They were talking a lot. You know, Busta Rhymes been talking that shit with them verses.
So who?
Give me an opponent. They've been talking about maybe Busta Rhymes versus Eminem.
That would be actually a good one.
A really good one. First hearing it, you're like, man, Eminem going to win. And you think about it like, wait a fucking minute.
No, because the performance.
The performance, but just the songs,
Busta,
too.
And Busta goes way back. Busta can go way back.
To leaders.
To like, like 89 type shit.
Yeah.
He can go back.
And I'm sure he got some songs, some unreleased songs. He got that song with Drake that's unreleased. He got a lot of shit.
And he just got so many hidden bangers, and he's been part of so many errors, like from the
And then with the speed rap.
Yeah, and then, like, remember he was signed to Dre at one point? Yeah. Like, he just, like...
Conglomerate.
He was like signed to Cash Money for a minute,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he was.
He got that A-Rap Money song.
He got Look At Me Now.
Yeah, he got Look At Me Now. He just, he just been a part of so many eras. And then, like, everybody always talk about his stage performance. It's just like, nobody want to go after him. So,
yeah,
it's like...
That's just right there, you know what
I mean? You know, he going to bring that energy with... what's that nigga that always be with him, a little light skinned nigga?
Star.
Yeah, I don't know why he looked like he like pasta. I don't know. That's just what when I see him, I just be like, dude, look like he know a good pasta when he tastes it. Pause. He just looked like a pasta aficionado. He just, hey man,
hey, is this coffee toppy, man? Hey man, make some more of that coffee toppy, man.
You're well versed in pasta, bro. Like, that shit.
Hey, this gonna go really good with a real good Cabernet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, medium body. You know what I'm saying? When I swear that motherfucker, I want to see the legs and shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the legs. You know, you got Peter in the wall.
You got Peter in the wall.
Hey man, give me some of that cheesecake with a little bit of that motherfucking you know what I'm saying? What's the white chicken? The Moscato. You know, so make sure it's sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Some sweet, man.
Yeah.
A nice little dessert wine, man.
You know what I'm saying? A little angel hair. You know, I don't want the angel hair in my spaghetti.
Capitavi. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want I don't want linguine. I want the bow tie. You know what I'm saying? I want the bow tie. I'm a gentleman, you know?
Hey, yo, throw some portobello mushrooms on that joint. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I got to give me a bevy. You know what I'm saying? Bring the bev. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? New York niggas are the funniest.
Yeah,
niggas.
He look like he know all about pasta and pizza.
Yeah.
You know, no, the New York slice.
It's my
the
guy,
New York
Tony.
Slice.
Hey, Tony, why you got to play me like that? Tony, you don't know? You know, don't
he
you
really
know?
Connected with the Italians.
Right.
Shit.
This nigga, and man.
Bust rhymes. Kick your ass on that stage.
Beat the fuck out your ass on that stage. And that'd be good, man. Eminem, man. It'd be some good shit. It'll be some good shit.
I like it because Eminem got some of them energy songs too. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people like to always put Eminem in his lyrical, miracle, spiritual.
Right.
But like, he got songs, Eminem. Bro. He got some, and he got a lot of fucking different type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You got your goddamn mind if you thinking Eminem ain't one of the best rappers that ever touched the earth.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck all that shit.
I get it.
Niggas
don't fuck with the music and shit. But it's niggas I know that's great too. It's just like, I'm not they biggest fan. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
Like, I think Lil Wayne even had like a bar where he said everybody loves Common but never got the album or some shit like that.
Type shit. Yeah, Common. I ain't no big Common fan. I know he dope as fuck.
But you know he dope
as
fuck.
But then it's
bitch.
Like I know some shit like Exhibit. You know what I'm saying? Like I had like two Exhibit albums when I was younger. And I'm like, that nigga cold. You know what I'm saying? Like
and he was. Exhibit was super cold.
And nobody can't take that away from him.
Yep.
Everybody ain't got to fuck with him. Man.
Everybody ain't got to fuck with him.
That's the thing, man. Motherfuckers just be jumping to conclusions. I be, hey, they be doing that shit in boxing.
Yeah.
They be like, oh, like these niggas washed. They got whooped. Like, bro, no, they not, right. Bro. They got to the top level and lost to the top level motherfucker, bro.
Right.
They going to beat everybody else.
They going to beat everybody motherfucking else. That's why I don't really get about how, like, the Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence fight ain't happened yet. No matter who win or lose that fight, your career ain't going to do shit as long as y'all motherfuckers fight. Give us a good fight. As long as ain't nobody getting their ass beat the whole fight and get their ass knocked out at the end of the fight.
Yeah.
Then that's the only scenario that I can see that somebody would be like, oh, man, this nigga watch.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't what he said he was. He get his ass beat the whole, like Jeff Lacy versus Joe Calzaghe.
Yeah.
Like that fight, right?
Right.
That nigga, Jeff Lacy, wasn't shit after that fucking fight.
No, he wasn't.
He got exposed. He got fucking shown that he wasn't all that. And shit, you know, got his ass beat. AB. Ass beat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Oh, speaking of AB, he got a fight coming up with Conor Benn. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That's a very bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I can't see why the fuck that is. What?
And Conor Benn called the nigga out, too. Like, who calls out AB? Like, that's not no... All these niggas in 135 and shit like that. You want to call out Adrian Broner? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a big payday, though. Broner always going to get draw them paydays.
I get it, but nah, man. It's too much. It's 2 months action in 135 to call out somebody who not even in that weight class like that no more.
Hey, bro. Conor Benn is Nigel Benn's son?
Yeah.
It's not a good idea, Adrian Broner.
Strong too, man.
Bro, I know. Like, I know. Ever since that fight got announced, I've been like slowly getting up on who Conor Benn is. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he at the bottom of the barrel with them 135ers, but you know what I'm saying? You know, but is it 135 or 147?
It got to be like, it can't be 135.
I think, yeah, it's 140. I'm tripping.
It's
I'm sorry.
It's 40 or it's 47.
It's 47. Because
I was going to say, Broner's yeah, not fighting at 135.
Yeah, it's 147. I'm tripping. Yeah. My bad. Fighting at 147. It's way more bigger fish to fry. You got Jaren Ennis. You got Ortiz Jr. You know
yeah,
what I'm
but
saying?
Why not? It's like catching Jake Paul. Nigga, all right, bet. Like, hell yeah, I'm going to take this fight. Like, it's Adrian fucking Broner. Say what you want. Adrian Broner's a living legend, bro.
Oh, for sure.
And, for you sure. know, four-time, four-weight division champion.
Four-weight division, the youngest champion
to ever do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit means something. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't take that away from him.
People were salty when I said Mike Tyson is comparing Mike Tyson to AB career-wise. I'm like, it just sounds crazy, but
it ain't.
It ain't. you it know ain't. What I'm saying? Like,
you know, he beat Paulo Malignaggi. Yeah. Mike Tyson beat Trevor Bruno. Burbick. He beat an old ass Larry Holmes.
Yeah.
What was we talking about?
Yeah,
bro?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigel Benn, son. Conor no, Benn fighting
yeah.
AB.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fighting AB. That's going to be.
Yeah. I get it. Tough. I mean, fighting
I
wise.
Hope AB, if AB is active,
that's a big
if he's in shape and he's active in the fight, it's hard to beat AB. AB is so talented. It's just like he can't pull the trigger. He's like Oscar De La Hoya late in his career. It's yeah, just like, dog, yeah. pull the fucking trigger, bro. What the fuck?
He's been like that for what's a while
the,
now.
Yeah, it's like, what's the game plan? Like, you ain't even punch drunk. You ain't took that many ass whoopings. Right. So it just, I mean, you done been in tough fights and, you know, been dropped and this and that. And you done lost, but like, dog, you still fucking AB.
Right.
At the end of the day, like, bro.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
What's
I mean,
the fight plan? I don't understand what that shit be. Yeah, bro.
He's be waiting.
Oh, we didn't really get into Charlo Canelo. You think that's gonna be
AB?
It's AB.
AB.
Yeah, he gonna heal. This is AB
ass
fight.
Beat.
Ass beat. You gonna ass turn beat, AB after this fight?
I swear to God, man. Nothing about that fight. Maybe if it was little Charlo, right? You know, little Charlo, he kind of more about it than big Charlo. You know what I'm saying? He actually be, you know, fighting. He a fighter, motherfucker. You know, Brian
which one
Costano,
is the undefeated one? Little?
Big Charlo undefeated.
Big Charlo undefeated. Okay.
Yeah, and little Charlo, he lost to Tony Harrison, yeah. and he got that draw with Brian Costano, right? Yeah. Costano, uh-huh. And Costano's a really good fucking fighter. You
yeah,
know what I'm
no
saying?
Doubt about
that's an undisputed, no. you know what I'm saying, unified fight. And so, I mean, it is what it is. He and Charlo getting out there and getting into it. And I guarantee if little Charlo was 160, he'd be going
shot.
For that. He'd have a better shot, and I think he'd go for it. Something about big Charlo. Big Charlo just, you know, he all jab.
Yeah.
He's going to need way more than a jab, you know what I'm saying, to beat a Canelo. He's not that dynamic. He's not that strong as people make him seem like, oh, he has the power. He has the power.
No, absolutely.
This nigga fought fucking... You know what I'm saying? He fought fucking Triple G twice.
Yeah.
That's so power.
That's power.
He fought Kovalev, who killed a motherfucker in the ring.
Yeah.
That's power. Yeah. Granted or not, he's out of his prime or whatever. That's right. power.
That's power, for sure. That power don't go nowhere.
Danny Jacobs has power. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these niggas have power, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Charlo ain't really got no devastating power.
He
like
ain't got
that.
No devastating power.
And he take a lot of punishment. He even took some punishment in some fights.
He's not Canelo a defensive wizard.
Canelo is sharp.
Very.
He's so sharp. Mm-hmm. And Canelo he's been proven like he can be losing a fight.
Mm-hmm.
He was losing against Amir Khan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, technically.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Khan fast than a motherfucker. He was mm-hmm. tapping you.
tapping that ass, hey, boy.
Below the belt.
Caleb did a good ass mm-hmm. job boxing.
Did a really good job.
He's a slick fighter, and mm-hmm. Canelo have problems with slick fighters. Canelo start figuring them out. It's videos online showing how Canelo
breaking it down.
Yeah, how you start holding the jab out there so you can't really. Hitting him on the hip, holding the jab out there so you can't come back with the counters.
Yep.
Like,
all
and
that.
Then just bow, hit him on the hip, bow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he jumped in there with that, you know, Tyson ass left hook.
Yep.
And got him up out of there.
Chipped him up.
Yeah, I can't see Charlo really doing much, bro. I don't think Charlo cut like that. Shout out to Charlo and respect
to
you.
Respect
but I think he's not on that level.
Yeah,
I don't really see anybody on Canelo level right now. Except maybe what's his name? But I still think he'll beat him.
Who was that?
Better beef.
Oh, yeah.
Bivol.
Yeah, Bivol. He pretty much 168 too. You know, he's a little light heavyweight. And he can box and shit, but I just don't think.
I can't see Canelo losing till he old.
Yeah, Better Beef is about 36 too. So yeah, he'll be like 37 by the time they fight.
Yeah.
Take a lot of damage too. So
he gonna beat Charlo ass.
Yeah, he gonna beat the fuck out of Charlo. And Charlo, you know, Charlo comes to you too.
Yeah.
He comes to you. And then Canelo, he's not gonna be hitting Canelo. He's going to start second guessing this shit. Then he's going to start doing the most dangerous thing early. He can do. He's going to start going backwards. He can't fight backwards.
He's not going to be putting
that pressure on you. And
that's who's his most effective against, really. Is the slick niggas is the most effective niggas against Canelo.
Mm-hmm. And Charlo ain't slick.
Nope.
He ain't no defensive genius.
Nope.
He be getting hit. He be getting touched up unnecessarily. Unnecessary. And, Canelo going to touch him. You're going to touch him often.
Early and often.
You're going to touch him.
Banging that body early.
Yeah.
You're going to be setting it up for the late. Canelo already know. Canelo be going for them late knockouts.
Yeah, he know what he's doing. It's chess, not checkers, man. All right. Know, you got to place these pieces where they need to be placed, man.
Canelo smart as fuck,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Movies.
All right.
Motherfucking movies, man. I saw this little meme on motherfucking on the internet and shit. On the intranet. I don't know what the people call it, the internet right there, boy. You only had three to pick. Boys in the Hood. What the fuck is this? That's a three movie? Got Friday, Menace to Society, Set It Off, Belly, Goodfellas, Casino, Scarface, A Bronx Tale, Paid in Full, Juice, New Jack City, Dead Presidents, Shot Us, and Live.
So you got to pick how many?
Three, then that's fucking right, cheating. Live.
You ugly as a bitch.
Say it again.
All right, for sure.
Everything.
I think I got my three.
And I hope for it gone now.
Man, shut up.
Okay, I'll shut it up now. My hopes and dreams.
Right. Dead Presidents for sure. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
That's so underrated too, man. Like,
that's a good ass movie. A
very good movie. Dead Presidents.
Chris Tucker, Lawrence Tate.
Get the nigga.
You. not D-Ray.
Terrence Howard
and that motherfucker, bro. Pinky from Friday up in that motherfucker, bro. That's a classic movie.
The nigga who was in Saints Row. The voice from Saints Row, the sleazy ass dude in Barbershop 1. We gonna turn it from the barbershop where you get it. We used to get a trim.
Oh yeah, and you come to get some trim. Yeah. He in there too. That's yep. Uh-huh. Damn, I know who his name, but I can't think of it. Okay, so Dead President, Scarface for sure. Cause Scarface my all time favorite movie.
That is
such a good movie. Man, it's hard to go between Goodfellas and Belly, and New Jack City. Man, Casino good too.
Casino was great.
I'm gonna pick.
I like Casino better than.
I gotta go with Scarface. Belly. Ah, no, DMX. That's a piece of DMX. I'm going with Belly. So I'm gonna go Scarface, Dead Presidents, Belly.
Oh, Scarface, Dead Presidents, and Belly. Some great movies, man. Some great movies. I haven't had a chance to read. I just saw it and I was like, let's talk about this shit, man.
Friday, obviously a classic. That's an all time, but it's.
I gotta go with Life, man.
Life. It's a funny movie. I don't know. Yeah. Funny Life, movies, I kind of put. They gotta be in their own categories. Like, they can't be in their serious movies. But Life is serious, too, though. No bullshit.
Yeah, it's no low bullshit. Key.
I respect that. I low ain't gonna key. Lie. Life serious as a motherfucker.
Low key. It's right
locked
in front
up for a wrong murder.
Oh, I didn't even see Peyton Full in there.
Yeah, Paid in Full class.
Three?
Too.
That's a lot of movies to be picking three from, man.
I know, bro.
Cause even that on one DVD, it's fucking Friday, Menace to Society, and Set It Off. That could be. I'm pretty sure that's somebody's three right there. God damn.
I didn't even see Set It Off in there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I damn near go, man, this shit is fucking crazy.
Menace to Society good too.
Man, we gotta change this to five.
Yeah, we gotta make our own list, bro.
Yeah, we definitely gonna make our own. Let's choose five. She got three, man. You gotta choose two more, dog. All right, so
I had Scarface, Dead Presidents, and Belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna add Paid in Full. Hold on, let me see where it's kind of a glare. Paid in Full. Damn, they got New Jack City up in that bitch.
I know, dog. Such a fire that ass up for. I make change. That nigga had bars, bro. That nigga had bars throughout that whole movie. I never seen Shotas, but I heard a lot about it.
Shotas good, bro.
Yeah. But Jamaican shit. Hard.
Pause. Yeah. That's kind of hard to make these. I'm American, bro.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm going to go New Jack City. So Scarface, Dead Presidents, belly, paid in full, New Jack City.
Damn, this gangsta ass nigga to the core.
Yeah, bro. When it come to them movies on that, like, I love Life, hey, and I love Friday, but like,
hey man, them niggas was
the
on
real some, movies just it hit different.
They was on Demon Time in Life too, shit. For sure, for sure. Oh yeah, I gotta go with Life. I gotta go with Friday. Paid in full.
Nobody owes me money.
Life, Friday, Paid in Full, Boys in the Hood. And this is where it gets a little bit tricky.
Ugly.
New Jack City.
New Jack City.
Fuck
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Man. I gotta go with that, man. Yeah, man. If you like what you heard, man, leave your 5. 3 is not enough. Leave your 5. You know what I'm saying? Of your movies that we named. If you want to hear them again, it's Boys in the Hood, Friday, Menace to Society, Set It Off, Belly, Goodfellas, Casino, Scarface, A Bronx Tale, Paid in Full, Juice, New Jack City, Dead Presidents, Shot Us, and Life. Leave your top 5 movies, in that, man. Some good ass movies. Man, I'm damn near gonna have to watch that shit in that order. In that order.
I've been wanting to watch Paid in Full lately.
Man, I said this shit the other day too.
Yeah, they got who the fuck? Vlad interviewing somebody.
AZ.
Yeah, he just interviewed AZ and shit. And he interviewing Steve Rifkin right now. Steve Rifkin, a lot of people don't know, he had something to do with the making of that movie.
Yeah, he did.
Him, it was like him, Dame Dash.
He was like, yeah, let Dame Weinstein do what he does.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, that's dope.
Shout out Steve Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin is a dope ass dude, man. I think they should make a part 2 of Paid in Full.
I heard that is a big possibility. I heard Dame Dash is really like fucking with
that'll be a smart move.
You know, hopefully Dame can get like the funding for it, because Dame name really ain't ringing out here.
Yeah, but
hopefully he can get like funded for it, because like he had Mekhi Phifer,
everybody,
Will Harris.
Yeah, Cam.
It was Dame who wanted Cam to play Alpo.
That's perfect. That was perfect. Character.
And everybody was perfect. Killed that shit. Yeah,
yeah. He really. He damn near could have won a fucking some
that
type
movie
of award.
Should have been bigger than it was.
It was supposed to.
It's a cult classic. Yeah. It's a hood classic, but that shit should have been a movie classic, because that was a great fucking.
And it was
story,
on its way.
Bro. I loved that movie when it first came out. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who had anything.
Man, that's that fucking classic, dog. That shit. You don't get no Chinese food, man.
No, nothing.
No nothing. You get no soy sauce. No nothing, man. Nothing,
Cam,
man.
Food. Can't fucking Kermit the Frog looking ass. Spot,
look how I hit it with the Dougie. Yeah. That nigga camera had a lot of niggas hitting Dougies.
Niggas die every day, B. Like, that's how classic that is. Everybody knows that line. Niggas
everybody
day,
knows
B.
That line, dog.
Every
like,
day, B. You gotta eat you some soup.
Yeah.
No, he said niggas get shot every day, B.
Yeah.
Niggas get shot every day,
niggas
B.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
Eat you some soup.
a lot of quotes in that motherfucking dog. He stole the show.
Yo, you know that nigga Alpo, he just died for real.
He just died for real.
And that nigga was a crazy motherfucker, bro.
That nigga was a fucking
killer, a snitch, a drug.
That nigga was a serial killer.
A serial killer.
He was a demon.
This nigga really did kill Rich.
Yeah. Killed Rich and a lot of people and had a lot of other people killed,
like,
man.
Damn. And he just tell them, you know what's crazy about the fucking government? They let this nigga out for being a snitch. He's a fucking serial killer. But since you told us about how many people you killed, we gonna lock somebody
gonna
else up.
Lock
what
somebody
kind of deal
else
is this that the
that.
Government
yeah.
makes, bro? What the fuck?
And this nigga, they damn near said this nigga might not be dead either.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, it makes sense, though. You know, nigga was out in the public. A fake death.
Hell no. Nah. He was out here in the public, bro, because he loved that shit. He loved attention. He always been that nigga. And, like, he got back out and shit was cool. I heard he died over, like a fucking
bitch.
With some females.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not far-fetched, because he was out here and wasn't nobody doing shit to him.
Yeah.
Nigga, still, at the end of the day, he's still a killer. You can say what you want.
You can say what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That nigga in your
face.
He's
probably under some sort of witness protection program. Mm-hmm.
That's probably where he went to. Yeah, he probably
yeah, faked his death. He already dropped out of that
went
shit.
Went to Idaho.
Yep, and came back to Harlem like, fuck it.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's some real shit, though, man. Hey, man.
Everybody who was affected by his serial killing ways.
Yeah, man.
Below the belt.
Because that nigga was on some bullshit. Hey, man, before we get up out of here, I want to give a quick shout out to a Taste of Sweets and K Mulatto. They have a sipping shop Sunday, February 13th, 2022, that we in, not 21, because I've been writing some bullshit on paper and shit, still writing 21. I know I ain't the only one. From 1 to 6 p.m. It's on 8536 West Brown Deer. Free entry. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other pop-up shops there, too. I'm pretty sure you won't, you know, you'll find something that you like with K Mulatto, Taste of Sweets, and many others. Let's give it up for them. Let's give it up for them. Give it up for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? In the house. The ladies in the house. Hey, man. What else to talk about, man? You know?
What else we got?
Man, we got too much of shit, man. You know?
Shit. The fight's coming up. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
The Gary Russell shit. We got up on that. Rolly Romero finna get his rematch. You feel me? The boxers, the heavyweight fighters ain't doing nothing because somebody... It's a bum dosa.
Bum dosa.
Start calling niggas dosa.
I swear to God, I wonder what that really means.
I mean, me too.
What is that? It's like the equivalent to like nigga.
Yeah. Fucking dosa.
You bitch nigga.
Yeah, you're going to see a British nigga. Hey, mate, oh, you talking about a dosa? Right. You don't know what a dosa is.
Right, beat the fuck out your ass. He said the D word. Just beat your ass, though.
I don't know what that shit means. Tyson Fury be saying it.
Hey, man, fuck it. If we can say it, why can't I say it?
Starting to become one of my favorite boxers. Speaking of favorite boxers, who is your favorite boxer right now?
Right now?
Let's end it with like a top five favorite boxer.
Top five. Right, currently.
Current. That's fighting. Right now. Right now.
Errol Spence.
Okay.
Bud Crawford.
Yeah, okay.
Devin Haney. Canelo.
Ooh, top five?
Yeah, in there. Damn, they're Kambosas, man.
Kambosas? Shakur Stevenson?
I like Shakur Stevenson. I just don't like the weight class that he's in right now. Once you move to the 135, it's going to get real interesting. It's going to get real interesting. But he's definitely in my top 10. He's probably in my top five, but just how I'm feeling right now, my shit be changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's always going to change. It's always a conversation we can always have.
Mm-hmm.
That's today, though.
Yeah, I just like Kambosas, man. He's a good champion. You know what I'm saying? He's a really... really, really, really worthy champion. And he does it well. He holds it well. He got the confidence, man. He stands out in the crowds. You know what I'm saying? He gives really good interviews, man. That Joe Rogan interview was fucking wonderful.
Yeah, that was a dope-ass interview.
Really, really informative. And he tells you a struggle, and you know what I'm saying? He gave Manny Pacquiao some really good rounds in that training camp, and he went into depth about his whole career. And Australia, man, that shit ain't just, you know, just kangaroos. And, you know what I'm saying? Kangaroos know how to fight in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you
run up on a kangaroo if you want to.
Right.
AB.
AB.
You know what I'm saying?
So that was five, huh?
That's five, man. All right. Well, who you got, dog?
I'm going to go Tank. Tank, one of my favorite right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Tyson Fury. He definitely one of my favorites right now because I respect the skill. Yeah. He talk a lot of shit. And
yeah.
Be popping off, bro. I like that shit.
Gotta
bro.
Respect it.
And he winning. And he beat my favorite fighter.
Yeah.
Who was my real favorite fighter is Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
So I'm putting Deontay on that Wilder on that list. I don't care what nobody says. My favorite fighter. One of my favorite fighters.
Yeah, man. I love Deontay.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn. There's so many fighters.
There's a lot of fucking fighters.
So many. Canelo.
Gotta throw
Canelo on there. Canelo be talking that shit too. Payday.
You horrible fighter.
Horrible fighter.
Horrible fighter.
Motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass right now. He talking that shit. That's what Andy whooping ass.
Oh my life.
So Canelo. And
it's a lot, man.
I'm going to go for a tie. I'm cheating. I'm going to go Arrow and Bud.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much 1-1 right now.
Them boys, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you're watching right now, list your top five boxers that's currently fighting right now, man. I know y'all got them. Don't be afraid to leave them boxing gloves emojis either.
Yeah,
you dig? Gloves. You know what I'm saying?
Hello,
you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Juan, hit him with that IG, that Twitter, that Facebook group.
IG is below the belt 414. I know, that's Twitter. Twitter is below the belt 414. IG is below _the_belt_boxing. You feel me? And then Facebook, we are, as you know, below the belt boxing a broadcast with your broke ass.
With your broke ass.
Shout out to everybody who be liking, commenting, subscribing, showing love. Appreciate that.
All that.
Appreciate that. Man, keep doing that. Hit us up on Facebook, YouTube. YouTube is the same thing.
Yeah.
Below the belt. Boxing a broadcast.
A broadcast. With your broke ass. On TikTok and Twitch, we are below the belt boxing all in one word. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. On Reddit, we are BTBB, a broadcast. with your broke ass, you know what I'm saying? Juan G in the house.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you know, my name is Adam Pappy. Adam Pappy.
Nobody calls you Pappy.
But don't nobody call me Pappy. But if you want to, you can go ahead and call me Pappy. Yeah, that's if you want to. I ain't gonna beg in that bitch. But that was another wonderful, wonderful episode of Below the Boxing. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, motherfuckers.
Below the belt.
Yeah.